ISSB's November 2025 update, all the buzz in one podcast. The podcast rundown. If you're into sustainability and standards, the latest ISSB podcast is a must listen. Chair Emmanuel Faber and Vice Chair Sue Lloyd discuss how the ISSB is leveraging the TNFD framework. This is all about creating disclosures that help investors understand nature-related risks and opportunities. Our goal is to align with investors needs and provide clarity on nature-related risks, says Faber. You can find the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. So pick your platform and get those insights. Why nature matters. The ISSB is taking significant steps to integrate the TNFD framework into its standard-setting process. This isn't just bureaucratic jargon. It's about making sure that disclosures are relevant and useful for investors. TNFD framework. A global initiative to develop and deliver a risk management and disclosure framework for nature-related risks. Investor-centric, the aim is to meet the common information needs of investors, making sustainability data more actionable. We are committed to providing the most relevant information to our stakeholders, Lloyd emphasizes. November 2025 meeting highlights. The November 2025 ISSB meeting covered a lot of ground. From new disclosure requirements to integrating global frameworks, it's clear that the ISSB is on a mission to enhance transparency. New standards. Focus on nature-related disclosures. Global integration. Leveraging frameworks like TNFD for comprehensive standards. Investor needs. Ensuring that the new standards meet the practical needs of investors. What's next? The ISSB's latest updates and their focus on the TNFD framework signal a robust move toward more comprehensive and investor-friendly sustainability standards. As these new disclosures roll out, expect greater transparency and actionable insights for investors. Stay tuned for more developments in the world of sustainability standards.